Since 1937, the lights of spiritual guidance purpose has been to proclaim Jesus Christ as he brings light into a darkened world. So glad you chose to join us today, and I trust the program will be a blessing to you as you listen to this edition of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. Good morning and welcome to this edition of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance, a great upbeat song by Greater Vision. I know I'm going there. I hope you know where you're headed. I hope you know Jesus as your personal Savior. I hope you will enjoy the second part of Flight Final, a dramatization of what it will be like when we leave this world and step into the presence of Jesus and make our way to heaven. You can have your own personal copy of Flight Final. I have it on CD format. And you can write to me, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201, and just request Flight Final. I'll be glad to send it out to you. All I ask is that you consider sending a gift to help cover the cost. It'll help us stay on your radio station. Thanks so much for doing that. Now, I'm in revival meetings during the month of May. May the 12th, High Point, North Carolina, Charity Baptist Church, if you live in the Greensboro area, High Point area, and listen to us on WPET. I'll be there Sunday morning and Sunday night of Mother's Day, May the 12th. And then May 17 to 19, be traveling to Mercer, Pennsylvania to Wayside Community Church in revival meetings there. The last weekend of the month of May, I will be in Vincennes, Indiana at the First Church of the Nazarene. That's just Sunday morning only. That's May the 26th. So I do cover your prayers as I travel and minister in these various locations. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you so much for your blessings in our lives, in my life. I thank you for the promise of heaven. And I ask that the songs, as well as this beautiful dramatization of what it will be like to leave this world, to make it to another world, will be a blessing and an encouragement to those listening today. Thank you so much for providing for the lights of spiritual guidance to our listening audience. I pray that you would bless those who give and raise up new supporters so we can continue this program. I ask it all in the wonderful name of Jesus. And I also pray for those who are sick and shut in, those who are bereaved, those who are going through difficult times. Would you be with them as well, I ask. I pray it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Don't forget to write to me. The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201. It'll mean so much.
The timeless theme, earth and heaven will pass away. It's not a dream. God will make all things new that day. Gone is the curse from which I stumbled and fell. Evil is banished to eternal hell. No more nights, no more pain, no more tears, never cry again. And praises to the great I am. We will live in the light of the risen now. See all around, now the nations bow down to sing. The only sound is the praises to Christ our King. Slow the names from the book of life. I know the King, there's no need to dread. No more nights and no more pain. No. Never cry it again. And praises to the great I am. We will live in the light of the risen light. See over there, there's a mansion
The aircraft is on the ground and is taxiing over Victory Field's golden runway toward its position at the Port of Glory.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The stewardess is speaking.
Welcome to the New Jerusalem. It has been a pleasure to have you today on Interworld Airlines, flight FINAL. We will not invite you to fly with us again, for this is your final trip. You are now entering your eternal home. We have not served a meal in flight today because you have all been reserved a place at the great feast that will soon be spread at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Christ himself will serve you, and there will be plenty for everyone, for there is an endless supply. Help yourself. It all belongs to you. The captain requests that you keep your seatbelts fastened until the aircraft has taxied into position.
As the door of the plane opens, the passengers are rising from their seats, and they begin their walk down the ramp where these soldiers of the cross are being welcomed by a massive choir of angels and archangels. Angelic choir continues as all heaven resounds with its praise. From my vantage point, I can see that also standing at the plane to welcome these newly arrived citizens are the saints of God who have made the journey for this occasion. Many happy reunions are taking place. Let me try and describe a few of them to you. I can see a mother stretching out her arms to embrace a small child. To my left, a father and son rejoice together. Truly, all heaven is rejoicing. And amidst this holy setting, we see a small child, apparently taken from his parents at an early age, literally leaping into their arms. Shouting for joy, a brother and sister are praising God, for they are together once again after a long separation. What a glorious day of rejoicing this is. And now, let's see, it seems that the redeemed of all ages and nationalities are gathering together to join in a song of testimony. Ladies and gentlemen, what a beautiful sight. These redeemed ones are singing and rejoicing. The angels are looking on with folded wings, for we are told the angels never knew the joy that comes from being redeemed. All who have found loved ones are happy and rejoicing, but they seem to be moving away. They aren't content with this reunion, obviously. They are turning toward the city and the streets of gold. Onward. Yes, onward go these Christian soldiers with great determination in the direction of the throne of God. And as they look forward to seeing their father and elder brother, Jesus Christ, they just can't help singing. Let's join in. Have now completely moved out of Victory Field and are marching vigorously up the streets of gold toward the throne where God himself shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Oh, what a fantastically glorious day this is for them. This blood-washed throng, each one clothed in robes of white, is now approaching the throne. At the sight of the Savior seated in all his glory at the Father's right hand, they are filled with boundless adoration. Immediately, they fall as one person at his pierced feet.
Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.
It is quite difficult for me to describe what is taking place now, for it is so full of glory and majesty. God be praised. The redeemed have now taken off their crowns, and I believe are casting them. Yes, they are casting them at Jesus' feet. They have come from the east and from the west and the north and the south for this glorious occasion. All have one common desire, to worship and honor him who is on the throne. This is the crowning day. The combined glory of all kings and nations are now given to Christ the Lord. Bringing forth the royal diadem and crowning him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Choir joins the redeemed as they praise him who brought them safely in their happy journey from earth to their present glory. This has been Paul Evangel with this heavenly report.
I hope you've enjoyed this production and dramatization of what it will be like to make the trip from here into eternity. This is very special to me in that I have had two members of my family join that heavenly host over the last 6 months. And what a blessing it is to know that there is a hope beyond this veil. And I look forward to that reunion with my mom and my dad, my brother and my sister, and so many loved ones and friends who've gone on before. And I hope that you'll be ready to meet Jesus Christ when he comes or when he calls. Again, if you'd like your own personal copy of Flight Final, you can write to me, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201. And I want to wish you, on behalf of my wife Gretchen and myself, a wonderful Mother's Day weekend. Someone said recently, it seems that at this time in my life, life takes more than it gives. And it seems that we're saying goodbye to a lot of wonderful people that have gone on to be with the Lord in recent days. So I pray that you will be blessed over this Mother's Day weekend, and that you will indeed be ready to meet Jesus Christ whenever he comes or whenever he calls. May God bless you today. Thanks so much for listening to the Lights of Spiritual Guidance today. I do hope you'll find a place to worship, and if you live near any of the following churches, I know you would be welcome. In the state of Illinois, Faith Chapel in Carrier Mills. In the state of Kentucky, I know you would be welcome in any of the churches of the Kentucky Mountain Holiness Association. In the state of North Carolina, Charity Baptist Church in High Point, Friendship Baptist Church, Willow Springs, or Mount Gilead Methodist Church in Trinity. Here in the state of Indiana, where this program is produced, in the city of Columbus, Indiana, I know you would be welcome at Bethel Wesleyan Church, Columbus Free Methodist Church, or Flintwood Wesleyan Church. And in the state of Ohio, I know you would be welcome in the city of Fostoria, Ohio, at Trinity United Brethren Church. Hope you'll take time to write us a letter of support. It would mean so much. You could write to me, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201. Or you can go to our website, lomanministries.org, and give through the Venmo or PayPal tag there. Hope you'll tune in next week at this same time. And in the meantime, don't forget, my friend, I'm still praying for you.